With KCLU News, I'm Lance Orozco. It's big news for Santa Barbara County. The county's coronavirus new case level and percentage of positive cases have dropped to the point where it may be able to ease some of its safety restrictions.
Santa Barbara County is on track to be in the less restrictive red tier when the state announces the latest round of report cards next Tuesday. The Board of Supervisors has scheduled a special meeting that day. The Public Health Department is preparing in advance to issue a local health order that allows for the reopening of many businesses immediately.
That's Santa Barbara County Supervisor Greg Hart. He says one of the key reopenings which could occur involves schools.
After 14 days in the red tier, all K through 12 schools may open without the state waiver process. The decision to reopen local schools remains at the local level in the hands of elected school board members.
The county's restaurants would be able to reopen indoor operations with safety precautions and limited capacity. Santa Barbara County Public Health Director Von DiReynoso talks about some other potential reopenings.
Retail open indoors increased from 25% to 50%. Personal care services can open indoors with modification. Places of worship can open indoors with modification at 25% or 100%, whichever is fewer. Fitness centers can open indoors with modification.
But Santa Barbara County Supervisor Greg Hart says the community needs to step up. If coronavirus numbers surge, it could lead to some of the reopenings being reversed.
Over the course of the pandemic, we had a similar moment in late May when we thought we had the virus under control. The reopening of businesses around Memorial Day led to a sharp upward spike in cases across California.
Ventura County is also at the most restrictive purple level, with no word on when it may be ready to move to red. San Luis Obispo County already moved to the red level earlier this week. All of this comes against the background of the three counties passing the 25,000 case count in the region on Friday. Stay up to date 24/7 with the latest news from the Central and South Coast on Twitter at KCLU News and at KCLU.org.